When Peter Schickele had a program on our air, he used to say that all music is good if it's well performed. And we have quite a conductor in our studio with us right now. Her name is Erin Freeman, and she's going to jump back and forth between a couple of centuries. On Sunday, she's going to be conducting Handel's Messiah. But this Saturday night, she's conducting music that we associate with the Rat Pack and Las Vegas. Erin, thanks for coming over to WNED.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Now, what is your day job?
Well, my day job is as associate conductor of the Richmond Symphony and director of the Richmond Symphony Chorus down in Virginia.
Prestigious gig there.
Oh, it's a great orchestra and chorus, and I feel very fortunate to have that job.
This Sunday, you're going to be conducting Handel, as I mentioned, but this Saturday night over at Klein Hands Music Hall, it's one of those Pops concerts, and we're going to go back in time to the swinging 50s.
Oh, it's really exciting. Steve Lippia is coming, and he's performing with us, and I actually had a chance to work with him a couple of years ago in Richmond, and his voice, he is smooth and musical, and it's rich, and his range is spectacular. I think everyone will be shocked at how easily he will transport them back. Mm. He does a fabulous Luck Be a Lady, and his New York, New York is great, and his My Way will reach out and grab the audience. But I think my favorite one that he does is It Was a Very Good Year. It's so moving, and he sings the text with such spoken sincerity. I mean, it's really a beautiful, beautiful arrangement of it.
So, Erin, you're kind of becoming quite the Buffalo Philharmonic Pops conductor. what's going on here?
Well, I had plans to come up and have this Saturday be my official debut with the Buffalo Philharmonic. Uh-huh. Joanne Valletta and I worked together a little bit last year on Mahler 8 down in Virginia, and she was gracious enough to give me this opportunity to conduct the orchestra this weekend.
She's really good about that.
She's amazing.
She
really
brings us all these wonderful artists, including yourself.
Oh, so. Well, thank you. Well, it turns out that last month I was coming up for a Buffalo Philharmonic chorus rehearsal on Messiah, so again, jumping back and forth centuries, but I was to fly during the middle of that storm. I think the Weather Channel called Nemo.
Okay.
And I happened to make it in, but the conductor that was supposed to conduct the Pops last month wasn't able to make it in. So in a flurry of activity, about 24 hours, I was conducting the orchestra. I got the music. I had to buy a suit, and it ended up being a great event. And the orchestra and the audience and the staff, they were all so supportive and right on board with me. It was a really fun evening. So I can't say that I'm making my debut this weekend because I accidentally did last month. Yeah, but you know, there's a very famous story of how Leonard Bernstein made his debut. He was a stand-in conductor at the last minute, and that's how he became known. So I was just grateful to have the opportunity and to have such a supportive staff and orchestra to help me make it work on such short notice.
Well, now that you've performed with our Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra, what do you think of them?
They're great. I mean, we had a fun time, but also they're just spectacular musicians. You know, they were willing to perform all of the different styles that were required of them on a Pops concert, and then you hear them play the classics with such finesse and power and beauty week after week. They're really just a versatile, talented group. I was incredibly pleased.
Very, very flexible. Well, this is so cool that you got to make your debut, but you're back again for the
Simply Swingin' with Sinatra and others. So he's not just doing music that's made famous by Sinatra, but also some of the other Rat Pack guys.
This Saturday night at Klein Hands Music Hall at 8 o'clock, it's another one of those great Pops concerts, and we're fortunate enough to have the conductor herself, Erin Freeman, drop by for a chat. Hey, Erin, thanks so much for coming over to WNED.
Oh, thanks. My pleasure.